you know, and you're not telling me.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. Okay, I said four. I roll that back. Okay, I apologize for.
No, Robert. Okay, just tell me, what's the deal about mindfulness? What's wrong?
Okay, so let's just say yesterday where you said that it was mindfulness that's making me, like, you know, interrupt people. It's mindfulness, okay? I would say it's not mindfulness, lack of mindfulness. I would say it's just straight old narcissism, okay? And you look up what it takes to solve narcissism, and then a good example of solving narcissism is increasing my confidence in myself.
How are you going to do that?
That's not what we're talking about right now. That's not the subject matter.
Oh, no. Mindfulness is very fast route to in making you better, including self-confidence. What's better than that? Okay, I'm going to try.
I'll give you one example what's better than that.
What?
I'll give you one example of what's better than that. Okay, first off, you go ahead and go to all the self-confidence books, and one of them is challenge yourself. That has nothing to do with mindfulness. Okay? That's it. I answered the question.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Because mindfulness is a that is a challenge. That really is a challenge, is to get it started and do it and putting in the 2 months. So you lost that round. Throw me another volley.
Okay, let's not argue anymore because
you're
very angry and very defensive. Okay, you've somehow...
No, Robert, don't run off the porch. No, stay,
yes,
stay,
I'm running
stay
off the
in
porch.
The street. Stay in the street right now.
Okay, so, I defend my point. Here's your challenge, okay? You go to a book, find a book or videotape or whatever that talks about self-confidence.
Yeah.
Okay? And do you think that mindfulness is going to be, like, mentioned very early?
If it's not, it should. Okay, I don't want you, because see, you're actually looking at me as the zealot, like it's a religion, and that's what's going on.
And then let's just say we're pretending, okay? So I'm not asserting it to be true, but let's just pretend that it is a religion, that you've somehow got this mindfulness hammer.
Actually, it is. It's Buddhism. That is the religion, okay?
I'm talking about religion the way I use the word.
Okay.
Is that it is something that, or better yet, you know how they say, you know, if the hammer's your only tool that you have, then you'll use it on screws and nails and everything.
Go on.
Okay? And what I'm saying is, there's a possibility that you are doing that with mindfulness. You're trying to solve every problem in the book with mindfulness when there are other solutions that are better. And
name one solution.
I already did.
What?
And I'm sticking with it.
What is it?
You just challenge yourself.
Yeah, I am. That mindfulness is my challenge. You're not arguing properly, okay? It is a challenge. To get through it, for me, it is a challenge. Some people can just do it and you'll reap the benefits, you know, just like it's nothing. But for me, it's a challenge. I've been trying to get myself to do it for over a year.
Okay.
Because I believed in it over a year, but I haven't even started. And that's why you're winning.
We're not talking
that's
about...
That's why you're winning all these arguments left and right.
We're not talking about you. You're talking about me. You're enforcing mindfulness onto me.
Okay, okay. Okay, I tell you what, let's just stop this subject. We'll get back to it because it's starting to unravel. Let me tell you about what's going on with the other assignment about trying to find seek help. I think it's just one of those where you're just going to have to do it because yesterday.
That's fine. If I pick a psychiatrist, you shouldn't have a problem with them, right? Okay. If I pick, what I'll do is I'll pick somebody, and then you, and then I will say, this is the person that I pick. And then I'll let you vet if you want to. Are you good with that?
I want to know. Okay, I'm just warning you.
I'm not going to get the best. I'm going to get good enough.
I want to know what you did to determine that psychologist. And if you said throw a dart, I'm going to say do it again. And believe me, you've done a lot of dart throwing.
Okay, so here's my plan. Here's my plan.
Okay.
What about this plan? Is I go ahead and continue throwing darts. Okay? And I'll try this dart. It succeeds or fails, and then I'll try again. And I will try a dart every 2 weeks. Are you good with that? Because I don't think there's any problem with that, is there?
It's not. It's
because yes, if
yes.
I do.
Can I tell you the problems?
Okay, sure.
Okay, for one thing, the good ones have waiting lists. And so it's not a matter of every 2 weeks.
If it's important to you, if this is important to you, then why aren't you helping me and picking somebody that adheres to your standards?
I tried last night, and I just...
What happened?
Okay, so what happened was I thought I got good news in that, it's not, you know, 1,500 in the Treasure Valley, which there are 1,500 in the Treasure Valley. Total help. What that 40, that, you know, I was saying like in the hundreds, you know, like 200 and plus, you know. And the problem is the list of 42 was, I forget, what street do I go up?
You're still, go straight. Okay. I'll let you know. You still got another mile.
All I know is yesterday the list of 42. So what I was trying to do was even though there was 42 and I typed their names and the organization names, I'll show you the list I work with, you know.
Why don't we, instead of this is kind of contentious subject too, let's just go to the email. I don't have the paper with me. I don't know where it is. You understand the sort of idea. So go ahead and let's talk about that.
Hang on. You talk about what email?
The one that you wanted to talk about.
Actually, there was some stuff that was missing, and I just needed to show you so you know the context, because there was some missing context, which I think is maybe important, okay?
So, and context that you don't have available to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you can get to, never mind.
You're going to go down Orchard.
Yeah, okay. That's coming up. Okay, so I still want to do the pictures. And if I see something that I want to like...
Pictures. Yeah, oh, okay. All right.
If I see anything I want to put in the truck, the way I'm going to do it is...
Oh, steal? You want to steal stuff. That's what it is. It's stealing.
It has to really be... There has to be... The planets have to align. Like, I have to make sure there's no cameras.
That's fine.
Orchard, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to wake up with an accident tomorrow morning because
I've been
looking forward for 2 weeks of my glasses.
Oh.
And then, so it wasn't just the loss of money. It was something that
you're
really
in a state of shock right now.
No,
I understand.
Robert, don't say your observations. I don't want to know Marlon Perkins.
Okay, I'll just be quiet. Okay, so after you pass under or over 184, you've got like, four blocks to go, and you're going to turn on Emerald, my way on Emerald.
Okay, that's about a half mile.
Green light, go.
Okay, Robert, please.
All right.
I'm having a day, okay?
Did you want me to drive? I can drive.
No, okay. I'm fine, but just stop throwing stress my way.
you're 3 blocks away from Emerald, and it's you turn my direction.
I've already verified that with you. You know, when you said that, I responded. Okay, don't throw stress my way. That's it. Now I'll take a right. Do I have to, like, say what I'm about to do just to get you so you don't, like...
I'm just going to stay quiet. I'm going to stay quiet. That's all.
No, just answer the question.
No, you don't have to. Okay, you're going to turn real soon into this way, like probably right after this building, right there. That's probably it right there. Turn into here.
Yeah, okay, I see it. Okay.
That's it. You're here.
Okay, now I'll know.
Leave the engine running. Okay. All right, stop.
Well, it says weigh in.
Stop right here.
No, look, there's the arrow. It says weigh in right there.
Okay, we'll just go straight to weigh in because I don't know. I just want it. Oh. Oh. Let them tell you where to go.
No, the arrow says here.
Okay, all right. There you go.
This is the weigh in? Okay, because the arrow said go this way, not there.
We weigh stuff inside here too.
Oh, okay.
Large loads.
Okay. Can I just drive around and?
Yep.
Okay. Misunderstood the sign and just that, but it's better just let me make my own mistakes without your comments. Like when the light is not, you know, when it's green, wait till I stop or do something stupid, okay? But you didn't. You twice. Okay, this guy's going down the wrong way because see he's in the way in. So I'm gonna show him.
No, don't block him out.
No, I'm not gonna show him. I'm not gonna block him. I'm just gonna. See, he's...
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask him, because that
might
be...
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Do we drive this way or that way? Because everybody's driving...
I'm going to find out how much. See, 8870.
You just go to that pile right in front of you there.
Straight ahead behind the, right by the big green crane. Okay. All right.
So am I going the right way? Because this guy,
yeah,
there's twice two-way. Two people.
Two-way scale. Okay. Is it all right if I drive? Ask them. Okay. All right. Pictures so you can see the quality of their junk.
Well, I'm doing the pictures.
I'm doing the pictures. I'm doing all pictures.
Okay.
Okay. I'll have everything you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put a reminder. Those shoes, those moccasins are a reminder for me to look at the mileage on the way back.
Okay? The mileage?
From here to the house.
Oh, sure. Okay. Get that out of the way.
Okay, that's a good bucket.
Get that out of the way. Yeah, okay.
I need to get out of the way.
Everything, oh, it's in the video. Now, if you want the chain, just go ahead and load it, but you won't get paid as much. Hey, we're good on chains. We got all the chains.
No, I got a push trip. Okay? I really did want to load it, but I'm trying to change.
Oh, I got a video of everything. But I'll go ahead and take a picture of the chain. All right. Okay. I got the chain. Okay, so when we get done, Richard, listen to me. When we get done with you get your paycheck, you have a long conversation with them. Do you understand?
What can I say? It's a business.
Say, I want to buy shit like, from you. And then you...
I've been through that before. Yeah.
They said no. Okay, that's fine.
All right,
well then. All right.
Okay, the day that we took the Parma Blazer here, we got like $17. And then I saw one of the bathroom racks, I bought it, and it like took a little big hole out of that.
Oh.
The bathroom rack was like 5 pounds. And it's still
a... Oh, you lost money.
No, it was under $15, but it's...
Okay, forget what I said. Just forget what I said. I'm good. Okay, so I won't make any more suggestions. I won't. Okay, so I'll give it to you.
never intensive did a city dump. Understand?
Yes. That's part of the calculus. Yeah, okay. Now, again, I did a video. Okay, that got, I pictured that. Okay, so, more scrapping. Basically. Ooh.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I just want to take. Okay, so I just want to take a picture because I was okay. So I was wanting to look at this. Okay, so how much do you see that those galvanized poles of that fence?
Yeah.
Am I able to fight?
You got to tell them about there. Then they'll come out and look for it to get it out.
Okay, my brother just wants to get a picture of it. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, we're not going to get into the
danger. He's more talking about thieves.
Do you get thieves?
Really?
How do they do it? Or what do they do?
All different ways. We've seen it everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just get a good one. Because I'm going to ask him how much.
I got pictures of this.
The galvanized pipes.
I got a picture of that.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Hey, Richard. Go ahead and talk to him right now. We'll leave the truck here because it's not blocking anybody.
Okay.
Or you can park up there if you want.
Oh, no, you can't because you got to go.
I can leave the engine running. Possibly have the truck go.
I should leave it right there.
I'm doing the best I can.
Okay, so they said to talk to the people up front.
With a lot of galvanized pipe. We just want to buy the galvanized pipe.
Is that possible?
I have to try to get the machine and pull it all out.
How much are you gonna get?
I don't know how much
are you gonna get?
Probably all of them.
Yeah.
I just or 80% of them. 80% whatever is accessible.
But if it's
okay. Let me talk.
I got it in that. It was a booger with it all mixed up.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay,
so.
But I can get it out. I mean, it's going to take me a little bit.
Oh, but it's 55 cents a pound.
55 cents a pound.
Okay, I think I kind of got what I wanted. All right.
Did you want him to go ahead and do it?
No, I got to see.
Because we're not going to have it there much longer because usually we try to get our material out really quick.
How long would it take to pull it out?
I'd have to get in the machine and mag it out. I mean, are you looking for long, short?
All of them.
All of them?
But, okay. I tell you what, let's not worry about it. I don't want to get it.
I could get it out for you. It's not a big deal. I mean, I could get it out.
Let's go ahead and shoot.
No, because I need to figure out how much they weigh because it may be that each of them is more expensive than I get them at Home Depot.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
I got it. All righty. Any more pictures? Said yes, I want that now.
That's happening. You're glad that I did it. Okay. So that's
No.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Today I fucked up because. That bucket's got a crack in it. You can't even hear. Today I fucked up.
Do you want this?
You want it?
That's a good hamburger skillet.
Right there in the back of the truck.
Okay.
All right. I'll say yeah. Let's keep it.
Besides, it's a little bit.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I'm driving.
Okay.
Warm.
Whoa.
You understand?
Hang on. Don't.
anything that writes. Hey, read me the miles on the truck.
Oh, 244918.1.
Okay, all right.
And if you want, I can, Google Maps actually does this for you if you want.
Okay, all right.
If you forget, because they'll be more accurate than what we'll do.
No, because this is real.
Uh-huh, okay.
All right, okay.
Okay, so we need to weigh out, so I'm going to...
Let this
wait.
Guy go
yes,
first.
I know, I understand. He's on a scale right now, so he has right of weight. Yeah, I'm not going to shove him out of the way.
Okay, Robert, okay, that was... You were trying to stick. You're poking a stick. I'm not going to shove him
sorry.
Out of the way.
I'm sorry.
See, that's how... I'm just wanting you to be aware, because of your aloofness, you don't realize how toxic you are. And see, the thing is, you're fuming because you think I'm wrong.
Now, I didn't say you're wrong, but is it possible that you have some aloofness towards my sickness or anger or anything else?
Oh, I have a lot of that.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
I don't like it, and I want to try to solve it. That's
right,
why,
okay.
That's why my mindfulness, as a mindful person, I'm still a failing grade, okay?
Okay.
As far
okay.
As
well, I'm doing my best to help you succeed in the best way I know how.
The best way is to not mind my fence, because you'll go through. Maybe the people that fuck the tape, you know, will have to tell you, not me, because you don't believe me.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, now that I'm
gonna leave this. What do you want? What do you want me to do? Just get on the scale.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And just take care of all the transactions, and you take cash, not check. Or, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hi. Oh, I want to take a... Yeah, I just wanted to take a picture of the weight. It's just sort of my own record keeping.
I got you a ticket here, too.
Yeah, okay, great. Oh, it has the before and after? Yeah. Good, cool. Yeah. That's great.
Well,
okay.
Give me 1 second, I'll let you get back in.
All right.
Stay on this. Okay, I'm leaving these shoes up here because what if I forget when I get home, okay?
Alright, so there's your gross is in, and then your tear is your weight right now.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Alright.
And then where do we...
Take that up to the front office and they'll get you paid.
Just come in there.
Yeah, with your... If there might be some open parking spots. If not, you can park right over there.
Okay. All right. I'll park right there. Just... Oh. And don't leave the engine running, okay? All right? All right, I won't. I'm going to put these moccasins on and I'm going to come right here. Okay, engine's off.
$2 bills?
Ooh, we'll buy all of them.
I have more than you could buy, but I can give you
supply everyone with some ice. Just 10 of them.
Okay.
It'd be great. That'll make our day.
And I don't have any more bones than that yet.
No, that's fine. That's
okay.
Receipt?
I don't know.
Hang on.
Oh, that's the receipt. Does okay. that have all the information you want? If not, we'll stay here until you get it.
No, I got it. Okay, all right. Okay, got it.
You have everything you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Put it in here.
You should have gone this way, but all right.
Okay, I'll go the other way.
Yeah, do it.
Hang on.
And don't try to manipulate me.
No, I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're panicking.
Yes, I am panicking, but just help me not panic. Drive me home.
Okay. You just take a ride on Curtis. Or just take a ride on this light, because that's probably Curtis. If it is Curtis, I'll look and see.
City dump today.
Possibly.
Okay, if not, we'll do whatever you want to do. Think about what you want to do for the rest of today. It's 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Okay, understand that we'd have to go to your house first, and I don't think you've assembled all your trash yet. So no.
Oh, okay.
I know you're not going to do it, but I'm going to go to your house and assemble all your trash, okay?
Oh, I got lots of trash.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But I ask that you can help me with it, okay?
Today you're the boss. Is that shitting it up there? Am I in the right lane?
That's Fairview.
Oh, okay. I'm doing the best I can.
Okay. Nose out there, just nose.
I'm going to get in front of the other guy.
Okay. It's hot in here. I can't do my window.
Yeah, okay. All right. I got it unlocked.
Okay, do we want to pick up your garbage first or my garbage first? I lost the paper.
I put it in there.
Okay, alright. There we go. Okay. Your house first, because my garbage is I'll say 80% centralized. There may be a little bit more work, but maybe we got a little discussion, but your house first. Okay. How much money were you expecting? Okay, I was expecting twice as much.
Oh, okay.
So you won your argument, okay?
No, I thought you got what you wanted, because $20 is pretty good. Because our load was really light. So $20 was really good, because we didn't have anything heavy. Oh. We got rid of a lot of metal, and we got a bunch of twos. So think of the positive, not the negative. We have a lot of garbage that's out of the way.
Okay, what you're doing right now is really good, okay?
Okay, you replaced a lot of like, oh, well, if you didn't do anything, you would be moving those around again 4 more times, okay? But instead, what you move around is a bunch of twos.
Yeah.
Do that.
Between our titties. That's not time. Okay.
Is this time correct?
Hang on.
It is 12:43.
Oh, okay. So it's even better.
Okay, the other reason the time's probably incorrect is even though I ragged at you about keeping both batteries connected while I charge it, I borked it, and at 1 second, no batteries were connected.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I screwed up, and this truck, at one point in time this week, had no batteries connected to it.
Okay.
And that's, it lost the time, and it lost its sort of like, you know, efficiency database.
Efficiency database, wow.
When a truck drives, it builds up a database. And uses that to, like, save gas.
Okay.
And then when you, like, disconnect the battery, that's all gone. And it has to build it from scratch again.
So this week, I went through one of those carousels called Look at These Exciting 20 Christmas Gifts. The most exciting gifts of this season, okay?
This year? Okay, what's the dope?
Two of them were easy OBD products. One was repairs, the other was gas mileage, and yours does both.
Yeah.
And one of them...
Let me... Hang on. Oh, ooh, shit. Okay. Yeah, okay.
One of them was like $38 and the other one was $57.
Is it all right if I can give you another thing that's like, oh, more important than mindfulness? Because you said
I'm
going to give you another one.
Okay. Well, was the first one?
The first one challenges. It's very specific. So, and you rationalized it into mindfulness, but that doesn't count.
No. If I get through the challenge, the challenge portion works.
Right, but you're thinking about the challenge, not the mindfulness of the challenge. The challenge is what it is. Okay, the second one is, here's the second one, okay?
Okay, no, first of all, mindfulness, I'm going to say mindfulness includes the listening to your toes and all that, and that's an exercise to increase your mindfulness. Give me a challenge.
Okay, so a challenge is something that makes you feel bad about yourself. Like, let's just say
action item.
Giving you an action item. Okay. One of the things that makes you feel bad about yourself, where you lose confidence, is, I'm just using this as an example. This is not a rag. Okay, this is not mining fence. I'm using it as an example. So. Mm-hmm. Take the fence down if you have one up. Okay. It is you own Zoom. You know exactly everything. You take the time. You watch 2 20-minute videos and you practice what they preach and you learn Zoom. You know every button, know everything. And that way, the next time you're at a Zoom meeting, you own it and you even actually impress people with your Zoomery. And that raises your confidence. Okay. That is a challenge. Okay?
Okay.
And that can be applied to...
Okay, so you put that above mindfulness, right? The challengings.
Well, okay, so here's the thing about mindfulness.
I know that's just one example.
What is the biggest thing that I rag about mindfulness? Okay, and I'll say it, and I won't because it's...
No, say it again.
Okay, you're just saying, Robert, be good. Because mindfulness is so broad, you can apply it to just about anything.
No, I'm saying...
Write it down. That's my assertion.
No, okay, that's wrong.
That's fine. I just want you to understand what I said. Okay, I don't need you to agree to me right now. We're not going there.
No, when we stop the truck, or when I'm driving and when you're not so hot-headed, we'll have a discussion. Can we have a discussion right now?
Yes.
Okay, be good. This is not the case, because when I said mindfulness, I said action items of what to do. Be good is not that.
Okay.
I said 3 times a day, set your Buddha timer, and when it goes off, you either do your toes, breathing, or noise.
I understand what you're saying.
And after 2 months, you will be different and you will reap the benefits.
Okay. We'll see. You be the lab and you show me. Can you do that?
I'm trying. I really am.
I understand. Okay.
Okay. So give me another one, because this one, I believe this one lost, because problem is.
Okay.
In order to get past those. Okay. So in order to do a challenge, I've known challenges for decades, and how come I haven't done it? Because I'm in a state of where my mind prevents me from doing it because I get distracted. Mindfulness makes you actually do the challenges. Without mindfulness, challenges aren't going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to move on to my second one.
No. Finish this argument. Because,
I'm done with it.
Okay, so you acknowledge you lost that one, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay, then no, we're
I'm
still
just,
on it.
I'm
no, we're still
it.
On it.
I'm tabling
no,
it.
No, we're not tabling it. We're finishing this one.
We can't.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so what was... You tell me my assertion.
Okay, your assertion was It's like saying be good.
Challenge? And I gave you a specific challenge.
No.
I said challenge, and then I gave you a very specific example.
Zoom.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. And my argument is, until I'm mindfulness, you know, in two parallel worlds. One, I go through my mindfulness, the quote, the 2 months. Okay.
Okay. I just I've got two waiting. I have two waiting in that chamber.
No, I need to finish this one. I need to wrap this challenge one up. The point. Okay. What is my argument on the challenge? I told you. What is the argument? Why?
You need mindfulness in order to do the challenge. Okay.
But you don't believe it, right?
Are you able? Are you right now? Okay. So. Okay. I'm just going to ask you a question. Okay. How does lack of mindfulness keep you from just you? Keep you from just watching a 10-minute YouTube video on Zoom. If I tagged one for you, okay, how would mindfulness keep you from doing that? And do that without ad hoc rationalization. Ad hoc rationalization.
Mindfulness, lack of mindfulness is your mind is always thinking and distracted, always in a constant
and
state.
And that's what I want to talk about.
And when you're distracted,
that's number two.
You will never get to that Zoom unless you said, put the glasses on, I'm going to bust this TV unless you watch this video.
Okay, so that
because is... what I do is I put it off and it becomes a gray box or whatever.
Okay, I've asked 3 times to table number one because, and you're trying to force it. I can't argue my point right now, and I can't even tell you why, but I'm going to move on to number two.
Go ahead.
Number one is unsettled, okay? Challenge is unsettled, okay?
Okay.
Number two is remove distractions, and then I'm going to give you an example, okay? One form of distraction is all the people that's wronged you in the past, and if you can somehow find out, read psychology books, YouTube videos, talk to experts on what it takes to forgive.
Okay.
That's number two.
Okay. That's where mindfulness is the fastest avenue. Is there a faster avenue?
I don't know. I don't know what it takes to forgive.
Okay, we'll just mark this one as another.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Okay, so let's just say, okay, so what you do, okay, I'm just going to give you an example. It may not be a good example, but it's an example, okay?
Okay.
About forgiveness, okay? One time a car pulled in front of you and made you mad, okay?
Yeah.
And I said that if you think about that, it's going to ruin the rest of your day. And that costs you because that car continues making you mad. Instead of just the 1-2 seconds when he pulled in front of you, he made you mad. And then you repeat, you regenerate the anger again and again. And that actually is expensive. And he's living in your mind. So if I say he's living in your head, then you know that he's costing you. So I am appealing to your sense of kind of like, quote, economics.
Okay. What you said is true. As in the same truth as, you know, there's two ways. If you're bicycling and you got a barking dog at you, you grab your pup and wave it and try to hit the dog with it. Or two, you buy some Dog-a-loo. Your solution is the pump and wave it. Mine is the Dog-a-loo.
Okay, explain how mine... What was my solution?
You said to when somebody pulls in front of you and gets you mad, he's going to be living in your mind. And you're just saying, stop doing it. Well, how do I stop doing it?
I stop doing it. I told you how to stop doing it.
How?
Is think about... Just think about the economics of it. That he's costing you. And get angry at that. And then that should drive you to stop doing it. Just let it go.
I don't need to think about the... I know the economics of it, and I know it's bad economics. And thinking about it does no good.
Okay. That was my best attempt. Okay.
Uh,
Okay, we'll just go to my house because you got...
I thought you wanted to trash at my house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess we...
That's what you wanted.
No, no. I wanted to check my messages. Oh, no, no, no. I don't need to. I can check. Yeah, that's right. I don't need to because there's no messages to check. Okay.
Let's just go ahead and do it. It doesn't hurt anything.
Well, just the one guy was going to, you know, like call or leave a message on...
Okay.
I didn't want to clear out my phone messages because number 17 was, you said something, and I didn't understand what you said.
Let it go. They
no,
wasn't.
No, no, no.
I have a solution.
No. Okay, what is it?
I am going to put a copy of all 17 messages on Midroom. That is
no,
my solution.
No, Robert. Okay, please listen to me and be mindful.
Okay, I'm listening to you right now.
I'm going to play the last message, and I want you to kind of explain it to me because I don't understand it. That's all. You said a lot of things on just... Okay, so I got another one, but I'll play it afterwards, okay?
One, two, message. Yeah, hi, Richard. This is Mike. I just called to see if you're around.
I understand, and I'm going to relieve you. What I plan to do is I'm going to record all 17 messages with my phone and put it on Midroom. Okay. I didn't know if you understood my plan because
you're just straight... I understand your plan, but what it is I already... Hang on, I'll show you. Look.
Are you going to break something?
No. I did all the work already, but you didn't even bother to ask. All you did was you just think... Oh, me, and Bob's more important than Richard.
Okay, so here's the solution to that. Is when I brought up the solution first, you reply, hey, Robert, I already wrote it down. Tell him exactly how to get here. Very simple instructions.
He knows how to. He's been here 3 times.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll see you. I probably got about 15, 20 minutes. Oh, half hour? Okay. I just want to know if it wasn't going to be like 1 or 2 hours because we got some things going on, you know, so that's why I asked. Okay, because... All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. Unless I just threw it at him. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What's your for say like 18 months?
Mindfulness? I'm not going to answer that today. And I've got a definite reason for that. It's a horrible... Today is a very bad day for me to answer that question. And if you can wait two more days, I'm good. Ask me 2 days. I'm peeing.
Because I control you.
Oh.
That's what's going on.
Okay, so if I were to validate the reason I do something and you agree with my validation, then I'm not controlling you, right?
Okay, I spoke out of term, but yeah, go ahead and just say what you got to say. Just get it out of the way.
Okay, so what I want to do is if we're going to move forward, we need to when we do an action, we need to make sure we do an action where it actually gets done, reasonable quality of likelihood of it being done, rather than it actually becoming a new implanted taboo and burning bridges and shit, okay?
Could you repeat that? I'm getting confused.
Okay. If we try to solve problems while we're both hot, then not only do we not solve the problem, but we actually make it harder to solve, because then when we try to solve it again, say, oh, we already worked on that and we're burnt out. You burnt a bridge.
You're going to have another excuse of why you don't want to do it. I've been trying to talk about trying to get,
What excuse have I said besides your hotness? Anything else? Okay, I want to go.
It's not my problem. It's your problem. It's how you react to the hotness. You should, basically, when you choose not to improve yourself in an area, I'm still holding you responsibility, assuming that you got it taken care of. That means if you infract and I do a legitimate wrath, then you're just going to have to take it.
Okay, so I said what other thing besides anger, and you just
say you did.
Okay, so you said, oh, Robert will just put it off. He'll come up with another excuse. Okay, I've only got one excuse, and you need to supply me with a second one. Because when I asked for a second one, you still talked about the first one more. Anger.
Okay. I don't need a second one because it's always going to be anger.
Okay.
Because even when we're good, you're very good about twisting that anger. And you really know how to maximize the profit out of that. And that's what's sick.
Uh-huh. Okay, so my sickness, I want to understand you, okay? My sickness is that I'm a troll, right? I, for some sick reason, I want to make you angry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put that on the notes, okay?
That's the truth.
All right, okay. All right, so I'm going to put that on the notes. Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oop, yeah. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Okay, so here's the wording, and you can change it however you want, okay? I'm going to have my version of it, and then below that, you have your version of it, but I'm going to tell you my version.
Okay.
Bob is a malicious troll. He wants Richard to be angry.
Yeah.
Is that good enough? Malice. You wanted malice in there, didn't you?
Huh?
You wanted malice in there. Because that's what you expressed.
Okay, what is unconscious malice? That's still malice, right?
No.
Okay, then just... put...
okay, non-malicious troll. Okay, that's good. All right.
Okay, I can actually... So, right now would be a good time... Right now would be a good time to address my malicious trolling.
Can I add something to it?
Sure.
Because I asked for that, and now I can do it now. Okay, so what it is one time you had me look at a YouTube video on anger addiction.
Yeah.
And then I finished it. Not only did I finish it, but I kept going and saw another one that was related to it. And basically what it was... blowing off steam is not a good thing. It's a bad thing, and it makes you into a worse person.
Yeah, I agree.
And the thing is by that's one of the things that you do. I'm going to call you a full-time professional troll. And when I define full-time, since your idea of full-time is like 4 hours a day, okay? Because you're retired, right? Or am I right?
I'm just we're not going to talk about what's wrong and right. I just want to understand what you're saying. That's all we're doing now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you are a full-time troll.
Full-time professional troll. Does that get it? Is that good wording right there?
Full-time troll, because professional means you get paid for it. Money.
Okay, how about I just put professional in tick marks, because you did bring it up, and it's sort of like it's almost like it's an allegory. Okay.
Words are really important, which is something you don't understand.
Yes, and that's why I'm leaving it in there, and that's why I put tick marks.
No, you don't have professional in there.
I have it in tick marks. Oh, you got quotes.
Yes.
Okay, so between blowing off steam and getting other quick rewards without having to pay for them. Okay, so another problem is I want rewards without paying for them. Okay. And don't worry about all of this stuff, because when I get ready to visit the psychiatrist, we're going to prioritize them. Yeah. Okay. I'm just waiting for you to finish.
No, I said my point.
Oh, okay. All right.
I believe I said everything I needed to.
Okay. All right. Then there's nothing else to talk about then.